This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. San Mateo County in California sits between San Francisco and Silicon Valley. The recent wildfires in Northern California did not reach the area. The county is one of the richest in the state, but it's also home to one of California's poorest towns, Pescadero. 1,700 people live in the community of wooded hills and open fields perched above the Pacific Ocean. But as Scott Cohn reports, that beauty comes with a price.
As the crow flies, or the seagull, Pescadero, along the Pacific coast, is less than 20 miles from Silicon Valley, but by just about every other measure, it is a world away. This is where the techies go on the weekend. Some have homes and ranches out here. Tourists flock to the quaint downtown. But Pescadero itself isn't wealthy at all. The Census Bureau says its median household income is about $43,000 a year, less than half the county's overall figure. 13-year resident Rita Mancera takes me on what she calls her reality tour.
Once you start getting a little bit out of the downtown area, I think that's when you start seeing some of the reality for other people.
Mancera is director of Puente, a nonprofit social service organization. There hasn't been a lot of new development in Pescadero for decades. Many of the jobs here are in the farm fields that surround the town. She drives us by some of the housing for those workers. She points out a trailer with no windows intact.
Look at this. I mean, really. Seriously.
The local school district is short on tax revenue. Over at Pescadero High School, it's lunchtime for 100 students in a school that has no safe drinking water because the well is contaminated. So they use bottled water. Amy Wolliver is superintendent.
We often say that we are out of context for the county that we live in. Because of our rural nature, we have infrastructure problems that others don't understand.
But the lack of development here and the low tax base can be linked to the very organization that helps give Pescadero its charm.
We're being loved to death by it.
It is the Peninsula Open Space Trust, or POST, a 40-year-old nonprofit based in Silicon Valley that buys up land to save it from development. Walter Moore is president.
You would have many, many more second home luxury development. And so you would have an area that was locked up for private use rather than public use.
POST owns about 7,700 acres in Pescadero. Trouble is that when it buys land, it qualifies for a tax break because POST is a nonprofit. Take a 1.25-acre parcel right on the Pacific Ocean worth about $2 million. POST will pay about $400 in property tax this year. Bob McKeon is a local real estate broker and a lifelong resident.
People in the area really do not favor POST. They feel that POST is an absentee owner and they're not supporting the local community.
By all accounts, POST land in Pescadero is worth more than $50 million. If that land were in private hands, it would bring in about $200,000 a year in tax revenue to the school district. But POST pays only about $45,000. And Superintendent Wolliver points out that doesn't account for all the land POST has bought in the past and transferred to tax-exempt agencies like the state parks.
It's off the tax rolls essentially forever.
The county is helping some, kicking in millions for infrastructure, including a new well for the high school. POST is trying to help, too. It pays an additional $55,000 a year to make up for some of the lost taxes, and it's funding some new housing. But Moore says that's not what POST donors are paying for.
POST's role and mission is the protection of the rural and ag heritage. That is our mission. That's our vision. We believe it. What makes this area unique.
Locals love the open space, too. They just wonder sometimes if it's worth the price. In Pescadero, California, I'm Scott Cohn for Marketplace.